We're going to welcome Pastor Maxwell.
Thank you. I greet the Holy Spirit in this place. I felt his presence. I greet Bishop and First Lady. Saints, this journey is not for the faint-hearted. This journey of Christian life. Oh, I greet you, Pastor. Pastor Godwin. It's not for the faint-hearted. I'm glad to see you here today. So I know that none of you sitting here are faint-hearted, so I can freely greet you in Jesus' name. I've been coming for a long time, but so much has happened. But in all of it, I've seen the glory of God. I've seen signs and wonders. I've seen miracles. The Bible said that when God brought Abraham outside to count the stars, it was night because stars does not appear in the day. So it's got to be night. And maybe it was a dark night, you know, brethren. A dark night. God take him out of the house and bring him outside. He didn't ask him if he could count the stars. He told him, count the stars. If we think that we heard from God and it is so easy that we could shut one eye and do it with one hand, it's not God. He is always bringing to us that which seems impossible. So that our faith can grow to that mountain where the impossible becomes possible. I'm on the ox to greet you, but never mind. I greet you in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you that right as we are now, there's a big night out there. Oh, you haven't seen it. I said that outside there in the world is a big night. And God is asking us to go out there and take out your flashlight and start looking around. Everywhere, because there's work to be done. And in Isaiah, we are told that when that anointing, I said that anointing from God, brethren, the end time anointing, the anointing that will bring the revival, the anointing that will change your life and your circumstances, the anointing that will raise the dead. The anointing that will cause you to call those things to being that is not. I said, it's right on the threshold, you know. Be careful tomorrow morning when you put your foot to go outside like that. The anointing of God hits you in a way you never thought it would. No, I'm just greeting your brother. Fire. Fire. Your neck has to get so fat with the anointing that it breaks all the enslaving yoke, all the encumbrance, all the things that keep us out of the great things of God. Each morning, check your neck. See how fat it gets. Can the yoke of bondage that the enemy has placed upon God's people for so long, are you going to go to sleep and leave it there? So the presence of God, look, my sister, The presence of God. I said the presence. The presence. That is when the anointing. You see, Joshua, when he begin to enjoy the presence and the anointing of God, the Bible said that the young man would not leave the house, the tent, until the presence of God lifted.
Right.
What was Joshua doing? Joshua was collecting from the presence of God. He was just collecting. But when Moses was gone, and Joshua took over, he opened heaven. He opened heaven. He commanded heaven. Son, stand up there until we win the battle. There's got to be some Christian in this house. There's got to be an anointing in this house to command son to stand still till we win the battle. Mighty warrior. Mighty warrior. Mighty warrior, great in battle.
Yes.
Jehovah is your name. God bless you, Bishop.
Thanks. Thank you.